Hello there, witches and beautiful souls. Welcome to another exclusive subscriber only minisode from The Friendly Green Witch, Witch Stories, where I tell a little story from this book called Witch Stories for Bedtime that was printed in the 80s, and it's good fun to have a read and see exactly how the witches are portrayed. So let's dive in. This next story is called Grumble Blog and is by Jane Garrett. There was once a beautiful land which was terrorised by an evil witch. There you go, straight in, no messing about with evil witching. Her name was Grumblog, and she could not bear anything that was peaceful, happy or beautiful. It made her boil over with rage. Her eyes would send out showers of red spikes, and thick black smoke would pour from her ears. The people in the village near the forest where she lived were terrified. They thought a volcano was erupting. Grumblog's forest was a dangerous place, people entering it in search of blackberries or wild mushrooms seldom reappeared. So, a ripple of fear spread throughout the village one morning when a really loud and dreadful volcano rage from Grumblog was followed by an eerie silence. All the birds stopped singing, nothing moved except the wind in the trees. The witch had got extremely cross at the sight of blackbirds singing to a pair of courting squirrels. She hated anyone to be happy. Spitting with terrible rage, she stirred her cauldron savagely. Then, looking up at the cloud of evil-smelling steam, she hissed, "Fur and feather, be no more. Turn to stone by Grumblog's law." In that instant, the whole forest fell silent. The villagers were so scared, they packed up their things and fled across the hills. Blimey, this witch isn't a real light, is she? Jeez. In the forest, all the wild creatures had been turned into stone. Reminds me of the witch from The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. I wonder which one came first. Tiny statues of mice, rabbits and deer stood with surprised looks on their faces by the side of the path. When the sound of all the frightened people running away faded, all that could be heard was the wheezing of Grumblog's cackling over the success of her spell. It did not take long, however, for Grumblog to discover that she had made a serious mistake. The forest was more beautiful than ever before. Flowers blossomed where the rabbits and deer used to graze, and everything was quiet and peaceful around the witch's dark and gloomy home, where she sat, thinking up new ways to make everybody miserable. Grumblog flung her books of spells down in disgust. "This is no good at all," she roared. "Bring me whirlwinds and thunderstorms, typhoons and tornadoes." And she kicked the sleeping cauldron with her boot. I don't know about you, but that feels like a bad move to me. But the storm she unleashed made the forest fresher, greener and lovelier than ever. And as she stumped through the deserted forest and the empty countryside, the cottage gardens with their bright flowers seemed to mock her. Grumblog went purple with rage. Black trails of smoke curled up over the treetops, and she marched back to her dark, damp home. Plunging her broomstick into the cauldron, she stirred the magic brew as hard as she could, and cursed the flowers with the most fearful spell she knew. "Cottage gardens, hedgerow weeds, live up to your name in deeds." No one knows whether Grumblog eventually intended the spell to work out the way it did. But immediately, all the plants began to change. Dandelions and tiger lilies turned into real lions and tigers, snarling crossly at each other. Elephant grasses grew greyer. God, it's a right tongue twister. Elephant grasses grew greyer and fatter until they became a herd of real elephants. Monkey puzzle trees dissolved into a chattering colony of apes. Cows emerged from the cow slips, and snapdragons grew into real dragons that were set fire to the treetops as they flapped overhead. Then all the plant animals started chasing each other. The elephants stamped through the cows, the lions and the tigers fought the dragons. It was chaos. Grumblog was absolutely delighted. Quite like how this little story is turning out, actually. The witch sat back and watched as the animals crashed through the woods, tearing up the grass, burning the leaves, and barking and snarling at each other. She roared with laughter as they fought and croaked, "Bravo!" as they knocked over bushes and fences and broke windows and generally made a terrible mess. Then Grumblog froze with fear, for suddenly she realised that the roar of the dandelions and the wild trumpetings of the elephant grasses were coming closer. The thudding of heavy feet and the crashing of branches got louder and louder. The plant animals were heading straight for her. Grumblog dashed back to her hovel and managed to hide, just as a huge angry herd of elephants, lions, tigers and dragons came smashing their way into her clearing. Snapping her broomstick underfoot and sending her precious magic cauldron flying. From that moment, the evil smelling liquid from the broken cauldron seeped into the ground. The forest began to change. Grumblog's wicked spell was broken, and not only that spell, but all the evil spells she'd ever done. The stone birds and animals dotted about the forest came to life again and carried on exactly as though nothing had happened. The plant animals changed back to their true form. Suddenly, the villagers couldn't remember why they had left their beautiful valley. Filled with gladness, they packed their bags again for the journey home. But what they saw when they got there took their breath away. Their loving, tended gardens lay in ruins, and their favourite flowers were scattered across the countryside. It took them weeks to tidy up the mess. As for Grumblog, no one ever discovered what became of her. Once her magic powers were destroyed, she vanished from the forest forever, leaving the land in peace at last. The end. Ooh, I quite like that one. It has a folklore feel to it in terms of animals being represented by plants and how they come alive to be animals and how spells can benefit the forest and stuff like that. Oh gosh, I like that one, even though the witch was a bit of a drama llama and not very nice. I also feel the witch could represent a volcano or something in a twisted folk tale from the past. It has kind of like a nice magical edge to it, and I do think that's probably my favourite witch story so far. Maybe because there's just one witch in it and the elements and the animals. Yeah, quite like that. Quite like that as a wannabe bog witch. Join me again very soon for another episode of Witch Stories with me, Swales, the Friendly Green Witch. Stay magical, witches!